There is an organization that the Utah Parent Center was a part of, Faith and Disabilities. There's a thing with that. But in the LDS Church, they have really recognized that there is a need for supporting those with special needs. And they have a website. They have different things specifically for that. Stakes and wards can each have a disability specialist that can help guide all of that. And that's kind of the hope for the LDS Church, is that, you know, that we do intertwine all people, and that we're not leaving somebody behind.
Saying, you know, oh, because you're going to be in a wheelchair, you can't come on this activity with us.
Right.
Or because you need oxygen, I guess it's going to be too hard for us to accommodate that. There, I feel like that those days are in the past, hopefully.
They're not.
They're not. But, you know, there's a movement. Okay. And we're trying, and, you know, we, on our own time, most of the time, we go and help. Jody's helped a lot with the general primary stuff, and we work with, you know, some members that work at the church office building, and, you know, we've worked with them. But there is a movement, and we do definitely talk to families about that. That's, you know, your faith is a huge part of some people's families, and while we all come from different faiths here, so it's really helpful to be able to talk with each other, and I think no matter the religion, you still want that
inclusion.
That inclusion, yeah. in whatever church you attend, whatever
services look like.
I know Tina's worked with in her own church, mm-hmm. Accessibility. Jody and I have worked in the LDS Church with our, you know.
Yeah.
We've actually have quite stories to tell on that too.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
And I think that, you know, whatever church you go to, it's that issue of acceptance,
yeah,
accessibility, and what does that church experience look like for that child? Some children are going to want to go to that Sunday school or primary class. Some children, my son, likes to stay in the, you know, the church service and listen to the music and be with the adults.
And
how do we make their church experience enjoyable for them and us and the other church members? Mm-hmm. Some of our kids have behaviors that could be very disruptive to other church members. How can we work on ways to minimize that? How can we educate the other church members that, hey, this is my kiddo and this is how he is? And, you know, over time, with a lot of, you know, work and acceptance, our kids can have a really good church experience. So.
And we've been through that. And so that's something that we can then give back and give ideas and give, you know, things to think about. Have you thought about this? Have you talked to this person? You know, there's a ton of different ways that you can approach this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we just want to make sure that it's approached with love and with caring. Because if you as a parent go in with all guns blazing, you know what you're going to get back. So that's what we try and teach parents too, is let's, no matter how you feel what's going on, let's go in with love and acceptance. Because again, who's it for?
And work as a team for the kid.
And work as a team. Yeah. So we need to work with the team with our religion too. You know, it's not just medical, school, it's faith.
Well, like Tina said, that's the family-centered care.
Yep.